Okay, so today's topic is a shayla was asked recently, and that is a person is in the he's in the diamond district, and he promised someone to send them a diamond ring, and he wanted to know if he could overnight it on Friday. There was a certain non-Jew who he promised to sell it to, and the person wanted it by Sunday, so he wanted to know, can I overnight the package on Friday in order for it to be delivered on Shabbos? Or is that Aser? I was asked like Mamish 2 days before that, someone who had an eBay store. And similar situation, he promised that the item would be there on a certain date and there was a backlog. He wanted to know if he could overnight it. So I told him the psak is that in a case of great necessity, you could be lenient. So let's try to figure this out for a second and try to figure out where this is coming from. We know that there's a prohibition on Shabbos called Amir La'akum. The issue over here is you're telling a guy to work for you on Shabbos. When you normally send a letter in the post office on a Friday, that's okay, even though it might be delivered on Shabbos, because you're not telling them to deliver it on Shabbos. If he chooses to deliver it on Shabbos, that's his own prerogative. I'm not telling him to do so. If he wants to do it, that's his own issue. The problem is when you ask him to send the package on Friday and you're overnighting it, then you're telling them to work for you on Shabbos. So that's a problem of Amir La'akum. So the Rambam says the issue of Amir La'akum. So what's the reason behind Amir La'akum? So the Rambam says it's Shaloite Shabbos Kala Be'enov, that the Chazal were afraid. It's a rabbinic prohibition that we don't allow you to ask a guy to work for you on Shabbos because we're afraid that if you have a guy work for you on Shabbos, you could have a whole factory working. Eventually, Shabbos can become a Tuesday. You'll just have Goyim work for you, and you'll have businesses open, and everything will be running efficiently. And just technically, you're going through a Goyim, and we don't want that. Shabbos will become a weekday. Just Agav, parenthetically, Rav Moshe Feinstein uses this Rambam to say that Rav Moshe was against the use of Shabbos clocks, other than for lights, for reasons not for now. But in general, he was against the concept of having an air conditioner, a heater on Shabbos, on Shabbos clocks, you know, using timers. He was against it because he felt that this is the same issue of Amir La'akum. Just like Amir La'akum is also according to the Rambam, because you could have Shabbos turn into a weekday, so too, through timers and through Shabbos clocks, you could have factories going, automated factories. And Ramesha said it's the exact same issue. Ramesha even added a line that he said that had these timers been around in the time of the Gemara, it would have been Aser. That's the Chiddush of Ramesha. But not for now, Rav Avadya Yosef disagrees, and many Paiskim disagree, and the Minig is not to be Machmer like Ramesha, but not for now. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Rashi, in two different places, gives two reasons for Amir La'akum. One is a problem of Shlichus, and one is a problem of Vidaber Daber. Shlichus means that there's an issue of having a guy do work for you because you'd be sending him as a Shliach. And shliach shadim kamoso, that a person, your shliach is just like you. And therefore, when you ask a guy to do something for you on Shabbos, it's like in your extension. He adds a second reason called v'dabar davar. V'dabar davar means that the Navi tells us there are certain things on Shabbos you're not allowed to do. And one of those is v'dabar davar, your speech. You're not allowed to talk about business. You're not allowed to talk about what you can't say, after Shabbos I plan on driving somewhere. You can't say that on Shabbos because your speech has to be different. So Rashi says the issue of Amir La'akum is you can't ask a guy to do something for you, you can't ask a guy to turn the light on for you, because v'dabar davar, you can't talk about turning on the light. V'dabar davar. And why both reasons are needed, the Mefarshim tell us, because it's usher, you're not even allowed to go to a guy on a Tuesday and say to the guy on a Tuesday, on Shabbos, turn the light on for me. Now, if the reason is v'dabar davar, the issue is speech, I'm not talking on Shabbos, I'm talking on a Tuesday. That's why you need shlichus. Similarly, you can't go over to the guy on Shabbos and say, Motzei Shabbos, you know, turn the light on for me. Even though the action will be done after Shabbos, there's no shlichus issue, but there's a v'dabar davar issue. Okay, so you need both reasons. So going back over here, so in general, we have a problem of Amir La'akum. So, l'chora, I can overnight a package. Ah, there is a heter. What's the heter? So the Mishavura brings down in Simon Shinzai and Sifkot and Chavdal at a machloikis between the Avodas HaGershuni and the Chavis Yar regarding Amira La Amira. Meaning, are you allowed to tell a guy on Shabbos to tell another guy to do something for you? I go to one guy and I say, tell your friend to turn on the light for me. So that's called Amira La Amira. I'm telling one guy to tell another guy. So is that allowed? So the machloikis between the Avodas HaGershuni and the Chavis Yar. The Mishavura writes the following, V'dah you should know. That there's a pro- that which we paskin. Amira la'akum is aser, that you're not allowed to tell a guy to do something for you on Shabbos, says the Avodah Sagashuni, who afilum oimel ein yehudi sher mel ein yehudi acher la'asas l'melacha b'Shabbos. It's aser even if you tell another guy. Telling one guy to tell another guy is also aser. V'chavis yar mitzad l'ha'akul v'zeh, but the Chavis Yar feels that it's allowed. V'chol shekein b'davar she'ein el mishum shvus, and especially if you're dealing with rabbinic prohibitions, so it's a machloikis between the Avodah Sagashuni and the Chavis Yar, if you're allowed to tell one guy to tell another guy. And it says in the Mishnah Berurah, we paskin that in case of great a great financial loss, you could be lenient. Okay. So, if you think about it, every time you tell, when you overnight a package, the person who's doing the prohibition for you on Shabbos is not the person that you spoke to. You actually spoke to the person behind the counter. She's telling one person, telling another person, telling the driver. So it's really a case of Amir la'Amir. So, is Amir la'Amir allowed? So we just saw it's a machlekes between the Avodah Sagashuni and the Chavis Yar. According to the Avodah Sagashuni, it's aser. According to the Chavis Yar, it's allowed. So according to the Chavis Yar, you should be allowed to overnight a package. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, in case of great financial loss, you could be lenient. So, at this point, it seems to be a machlokes because you're not actually interacting with the driver in USPS or UPS. You're interacting with someone who's telling another guy. You're telling one guy to tell another guy. So it's a machlokes between the Avodah Sagashuni and the Chavis Yar. But it's a little bit better. The Chasam Sofer writes that he believes, this is in Chosha Mishpat, Kuf Hei, that he believes that in this situation, everyone would agree. In the terminology of the Poskim, it's called Amir La Amira Koidim Shabbos, which sounds very daunting, but it's not that complicated. The Chasam Sofer says like this. We said before that there's two reasons to prohibit asking a guy to work for you. One is Shlichus, and one is V'daber Daber. So writes Chasam Sofer like this. Telling one guy to tell another guy, Chasam Sofer was not really worried about Shlichus as much. He felt that the reason why the Avodah Sagashuni feels that you're not allowed to tell one guy to tell another guy to work for you on Shabbos is because of Davar Davar. You can't talk on Shabbos. If I tell one guy to tell another guy to turn the light on for me, I can't talk about turning the light on Shabbos. Forget about Shlichus. Shlichus is not such an issue. It was really Davar Davar. But right to the Chasam Sofer, what if the command to the guy happens before Shabbos? Meaning before Shabbos, I tell one guy to tell another guy to work for me. So therefore, you don't have a shlichus issue, and v'daber davar also is not a problem, because v'daber davar is only when you talk on Shabbos. Over here, this speech is happening on a Friday. So write the Chasam Sofer. If on Friday, before Shabbos, I tell one guy to tell another guy to desecrate Shabbos for me, that's 100% allowed according to everybody. That's the opinion of Chasam Sofer. So according to the Chasam Sofer, every time you overnight a package, it's mamish mutter, because you're telling one guy to tell another guy to desecrate Shabbos for you. And the command is happening before Shabbos. So you don't have shlichus, and you don't have a davar davar. So right to Chasam Sofer, it's 100% allowed. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha does say that this Chasam Sofer seems to be chiddush, and he seems to be a unique opinion, and it seems that the Rajba may not agree, and therefore right to the Mishnah Berurah, you should only rely on it in case of great need. So going back over here, if you want to overnight a package, and you want to, so the command is happening before Shabbos, and before Shabbos you're telling one guy to tell another guy, so that's, according to the Chasam Sofer, is allowed, and we should only be lenient in case of great necessity. So to overnight a package, it would really depend on how necessary it is. If there's a financial loss, if it's really important, you'll avoid a fight with your boss and so on and so forth, then it'll be allowed. If it's just stam, I want to get a video game earlier, of course not. So you have to have seichel, you have to ask a rav, and you have to see, but in case of a need, it's 100%, it should be 100% allowed. And there's a tshuva from Rabbi Olbaum in Minchas Chein, in Chelik Beis, Daf Chav Ches, where he was asked about, from a person in Lakewood, there's a balabas in Lakewood who said that he's in a chabura, and they're learning the laws of Amir La'akum, and he says he, for the life of him, doesn't understand what's the heter to order newspapers to be delivered. L'chora, they're working for you on Shabbos. And he says he doesn't know what the heter is. Rabbi Olbaum said, I don't really want to discuss, the concept of newspapers on Shabbos, whether you should read, should not read, whatever, it's not for now. But Rabbi Olbaum said he's not, you don't know what the heter is. The heter is the Chasam Sofer. When you order a newspaper subscription, the command is happening before Shabbos, and the person who you're talking to, nowadays it's probably a computer, but whoever you're talking to is not the person desecrating, it's one to another. So it's Amir La'Amir, Koidim Shabbos, according to Chassam Sofer, it's allowed. So to overnight packages, practically, in case of necessity, it's allowed. Obviously, if it's not so necessary, it's not allowed. Practically, I told the person with the eBay store, I asked him if the person will give you a bad rating if you don't send the package on time, and the person said yes. That's a necessity, because a bad rating on eBay can really hurt you. Just Agav, he called me up the next week, it happened again, and I said, okay, we'll do it a second time, but that's it. This can't become, you know, a weekly occurrence. But that's the concept, that it's Amir L'Amir Kaitim Shabbos, so it would be allowed, according to Chassam Sofer. Mishnah Berurah says we should only be lenient in the case of great necessity. Questions can always be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.